In 2004, India Daily announced that defense research scientists and engineers in Pune, the top city for this work in India, have been told they cannot tell the world what they know from these classified projects until 2012. If you carefully keep your ears on these whispers, you will realize India has tested something no one wants to talk about. It is a breakthrough in conventional physics and traditional mechanical and aeronautical engineering. If the whispers are right, India may be changing the world forever. But why the magic year 2012? Why does everything have to be kept secret till then? India has already entered the space race, and in 2008, India Daily reported that they are already aware of ET bases on the moon. India may surprise the world. The surprise may come any time. The country must reveal the existence of the underground infrastructure of UFO bases. A report from July 4, 2005, revealed what these alleged extraterrestrials have apparently been telling the Indian government and military, and by now, it should sound very familiar. Once we are in one of the parallel universes, we can view time and space the same way we can differentiate length, height, and width. The time travelers from future human and alien civilizations visit us using UFOs through the network of wormholes. Traveling through the wormholes is fascinating. One can plan and program time and space separately. Then, you apply the entry and exit points of the wormhole to match the time and space reference points. One has to perform the time and space reference point calculations using higher dimensions in a parallel universe. Adjusting the entry and exit points of the wormholes can be comparatively easy once performed from a higher dimension in a parallel universe. It can be an extremely difficult numerical analysis problem if we try to do it in our physical universe. The idea that time can be viewed the same way we can differentiate length, height, and width is exactly what we've been saying throughout part two of this book. The degree of technical detail in many of these India Daily articles is startling and goes well beyond the space we have in this book to properly describe. One article says that portals can be formed by bombarding the ionosphere with very high intensities of energy. Unless the wormholes are specially processed and manipulated, the physical entity loses all physical attributes at the core. Through the parallel universe, though, the entity can traverse time and space instantaneously. Then comes the real challenge, where the aliens really are way ahead of our civilization. They know how to transform back to physical entities in another wormhole, leading back to our physical universe. According to some researchers, the transformation from physical to parallel universe entities happens automatically once the wormhole is programmed to carry an entity out to a parallel universe. Programming a wormhole is not easy. It can be programmed from the parallel universe easily, but from this side, it will be a classical challenge in terms of numerical analysis. However, advancement in computational algorithms and processing powers will allow us to solve the complex equations and program the wormholes. An article from October 7, 2006 said that time can be detached from space, creating a holding zone in hyperspace that can later be attached to another point in time. The detachment of space and time is achieved through the use of gravitational radiation manipulation. Other articles indicate that there are many parallel realities in time-space, and as paradoxical as this may seem, we can actually coexist in many different locations at once. Do we coexist as a separate entity when we dream? No, say experts. The same entity coexists in multiple time dimensions. This is also true when we think about someone and mentally will them to get something done. How do we travel into the parallel universe? On July 9, 2005, the India Daily technology team said the key to making this Stargate travel possible is the creation of negative mass. This appears to be exactly the same concept as what we've been discussing here, namely that mass converts to negative mass as its internal movement is accelerated past the speed of light. Once the negative mass is created, all the puzzles of time travel, bending space and time, movement in and out of a parallel universe, all can be instantaneously solved as you enter a black hole. If you can accelerate the process of making your mass negative, you can easily pass through. The onboard computers on a spaceship are able to control the mass factor from positive to negative, and so on, just like airplanes balance weight during takeoff, flight, and landing. Once mass of the entity can be manipulated, the travel through wormholes will be easy. This will not only enable us to travel to different time dimensions, but also into parallel universes and beyond. With this technology, we apparently will be able to see any potentially negative events in the future before they arrive and take precautionary steps to change the outcome. Also, if a civilization can see the future and is able to change the future by replacing the time axis, they will reach immortality in the terrestrial sense. That is exactly what the advanced aliens have achieved. And that is exactly what we will achieve in the next few hundred years. On July 22, 2005, further information was given regarding the idea of three-dimensional time, and it sounds very familiar. What really happens in the parallel universe is that the lack of time as a dimension makes living through that environment very different from the physical universe. Like we can walk around in the physical universe from point A to point B, in the parallel universe, it is possible to walk from one time to the next time.